Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Friday, May 5th. A bit of a bounce in the grains after yesterday's heavy sell-off, especially in the wheat and the corn. Beans had a nice rebound yesterday afternoon. Tried to test the lows overnight from yesterday and rebounded about 7 cents. So let's first take a look at the beans. We've got July up 2 cents at 976 and a quarter, with November up 2 and a quarter cents at 967. The USDA announced a sale this morning of 132,000 tons of beans to unknown, so that's the first sale we've seen there in a while, so that's good news. And there is also a story out that China may be reducing a VAT tax on imported soybeans by a couple of percentage points, so that also may help demand as the crushing margins were getting a little tighter in China. And we look forward to making more sales there on that news, hopefully. In the corn, July finished up 2.5 cents at 369, December up 2 at 386.5. A question remaining in the corn is what will happen after the weather comes through this weekend in the Missouri, southern Illinois, Indiana, kind of southeastern corn belt, already heavily soaked, and will the 5-day window be enough for those fields to dry out and get any finished up planting or replanting done with another system headed in next weekend? So the jury is still out on how much damage will be done there. Also, a little bit of talk about the E15 year-round sale waiver not having a whole lot of effect on the market. We saw a good pop on that a few weeks ago, but that is still a little too far down the road to have any significant effect. In the wheat, we've got July up 2.5 cents at 440 and a quarter, with Kansas City July up 2 3/4 at 447 and a quarter after yesterday's significant break. We're going to have to wait and see about the unreported news from the Kansas wheat tour. So what they did finish up with, they came up with a yield of 46.1 bushels per acre. That's versus a five-year average of 41.6, so still a little bit better than that five-year average. But they reduced harvested acres by 18%, and the crop now is rated to be about 281.7 million bushels. That's down 185 million bushels on last year. But the big question remains, and won't be known for a couple of weeks, as to what sort of damage was done. A lot of this, as far as broken stems and other things, takes a couple of weeks to really show the damage. So again, I think wheat will be content to chop around in this higher end of the recent range until we get more news on those results. Yesterday, the kind of broad-based commodity sell-off was caused by some news that China may be tightening credit and also limiting funds to commodity pools, and there was a sell-off in gold, crude oil, silver. The CRB had its lowest close in about a year. We've got crude oil this morning down 17 cents a barrel at 45.35, but we were down now about $4 on the week and actually have bounced back about 75 cents from an earlier low. Gold is flat today at 1226.50, but down $40 on the week. So again, in addition to the little bit of clearing up in the weather and planting window in the northwest Midwest, we had this broad-based commodity sell-off adding to the pressure on the grain. So we'll have to see once this is passed if there's any kind of bounce back as we await further weather news. Now, that's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.